Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
With the new Dexcom G7, you can achieve better diabetes results without painful fingersticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or watch, so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affects your glucose, making it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take control of your diabetes with the number one recommended CGM brand. It's easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom. Dexcom.com/compatibility.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit Spectrum.com/big deal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And welcome back to Coast. George Norrie with you. Michael Tellinger with us live in South Africa. Michael, you were talking about monoatomic gold, and there's got to be some kind of special properties about this, because I have heard about too many different civilizations using it. Go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for bringing us back to the subject, because this is really important. And this is one of these discoveries that you come across as you do your research and meet remarkable people that have done amazing research. And this forced me to reach a very different conclusion about the Anunnaki and what they may have been doing, in conjunction with many other sort of discoveries. And, you know, you reach conclusions based on constantly getting new information, and you start stringing the dots together. And then, you know, as you connect the dots, it leads you in the one direction, and then suddenly it takes you somewhere else down a different rabbit hole. And so as we go, we just got to keep an open mind that what we believed yesterday and the year before might change dramatically and completely. And in many ways, that's what's happened with me. You know, what I believe today is vastly different from what I believed 10 years ago about the cosmos, you know, ETs, UFOs, monoatomic gold, Anunnaki, and so forth. So David Hudson's research was really critical in making me reach certain conclusions. One of the things he discovered when working with the monoatomic gold, when they started exposing this little pile of white powder of monoatomic gold, very pure, to heat temperature in degrees Celsius, by the time it got to 700 degrees Celsius, the little pile of the white powder started to disappear. And by the time it got to 800 degrees Celsius, that pile of white powder was gone. It vanished. So now they were confused, and they wondered, is it still there? Is it just invisible? Or has it moved into a different dimension? So they took a little brush that they had in this inner tube where they had the white powder of gold, and they brushed the little pan that the pile of white powder was on to try and disturb it. They couldn't see it, obviously, so they just brushed the pan, thinking that if the pile of white powder was simply invisible, it'll be disturbed if it ever comes back. If it's not disturbed, then it means it wasn't there when we brushed it around. And then they started to drop the temperature from 800 degrees down. And slowly but surely, lo and behold, the pile of white powder started to reappear.
Huh.
And by the time they got to 700 degrees Celsius, the full pile of white powder was there exactly undisturbed. So the conclusion that was reached, which an obvious conclusion, is that the pile of white powder moved into a different dimension. It was not there to be disturbed by the brushing. So what this tells us is that monatomic gold has the property of moving between dimensions or going into other dimensions. And so now we come back to the Anunnaki. They were obsessed with the white powder of gold. Obviously, for reasons of longevity or immortality in this density on this planet, in this gravity, because this was not their home. They came from somewhere else. But where is it that they came from? And what is it that they did to be hiding out on planet Earth or to be doing something here to attain all that gold? And I started to think, well, one of the other stories I heard in my extensive travels was actually from a MUFON researcher in Minneapolis many, many years ago. I think this was 2010. And he told me that they were researching some UFOs and ETs on a farm outside of Minneapolis somewhere. And when he arrived there, he spoke to the farmer who had a number of ETs living on his land. And the farmer was quite okay with it. He'd been so used to it that it didn't bother him anymore. And so they went and investigated this. And as the guy was leaving, he said, next time you communicate with these ETs, ask them about the Anunnaki. So the farmer didn't know the word Anunnaki. He wrote it down because he never heard of the Anunnaki. And he apparently communicated with these ETs telepathically. And as the MUFON guy was driving away, and I forget his name now, and I didn't make a note of it for this interview now. So as he was driving away, the farmer phones him literally 10 or 15 minutes later. And he says, well, I asked the ETs about the Anunnaki. And they said, their response was that the Anunnaki had created or caused such a great sin against all of creation that they were cast out of the book of life. This was the response. So you can imagine a farmer that's never heard of the Anunnaki now suddenly gets a response like this.
Pretty dramatic stuff.
I thought hard. Yeah, have you ever heard of that before? From the many people you've discussed this with?
Not that story, no. But that is fascinating.
So I thought long and hard about this. I thought, well, what could it possibly be? And slowly but surely, with many other dots, and connecting the dots and the pockets of information that you get, over many years of research, little gems here and there, it started to dawn on me that what the Anunnaki did here is they literally went against the laws of nature and creation throughout the universe. And that is because they messed with a species. They genetically modified a species. They removed the new creature, and I'm talking about humanity now. They removed the creature's capacity to understand who they are and consciousness. So they blocked their consciousness, their connectedness, and by consciousness, I mean their connectedness to creation, to everything in creation, and all knowingness. And they stopped by messing with the DNA, and they prevented this new creature that they created and cloned from knowing their place in the universe and who they are. And they did that for the purpose of creating a lower intellect and intelligent creature or species to be their slave, to enslave in the gold mines. And to do that, they also created what is often referred to as the karmic trap, or the blank slate technology. So when you die and your soul leaves your body and rejoins the universal community of souls or whatever you want to call it, however you want to imagine it, you have a choice. You can either go back to rejoin the infinite number of universal souls and experience an infinite number of experiences, or you come back to Earth and get trapped again in the cycle of slavery. And it seems that the Anunnaki create some sort of what's referred to as a blank slate technology, where as your soul leaves your body, it wipes your memory, and you forget that you have a free choice to do what you want. Your soul forgets that it has free choice to do what you want. And you think you have to come back and relive your life and come back into the human body, reoccupy a human body. And this seems to, this is what I call the karmic trap, as many others call it. So karma is not necessarily a good thing. Karma is potentially a very bad thing that happened here on Earth. And we are forced into this karmic trap, recycling these souls. And the Anunnaki seem to be responsible for that, this karmic trap. So I thought that if they are responsible for this, and the conscious beings in the universe are aware of the Anunnaki doing this, maybe they were being pursued or hunted by, you know, beings of higher consciousness, or they were being sought out, so they would prevent them from doing this to a whole planet of beings. And the Anunnaki were using monatomic gold to hide their whereabouts, to keep moving between dimensions so that they wouldn't be found. And so it's a combination of longevity, being able to survive in this climate, and also for their planet or wherever it is they came from, to surround it or envelop it in this cloak of monatomic dust that will then allow them to move between dimensions, the way that that little pile of white powder of gold moved out of this dimension into another one and then came back when it was exposed to a certain frequency. And so that's where my mind is sitting at the moment, with the Anunnaki, their quest for gold, the monatomic gold properties, longevity, and all that's in one big pot.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Gold is pushing to all-time highs right now. Actually, there are several reasons for that. The cost of goods continue to rise despite interest rate controls by the Fed. Since January of 2021, the cost of living is up almost 18%. The national debt continues to skyrocket, now above $34 trillion, causing many to worry when the house of cards will come crashing down, a presidential election year that will have massive implications on the future of this country. All of this adds up to instability and uncertainty, and this is why so many Americans are turning to the Birch Gold Group. Have you diversified your savings yet? Secure a portion of them with gold from the Birch Gold Group. Text COAST to 989898 and get your free info kit. You'll learn how to convert an existing IRA or 401k into a tax-sheltered IRA in gold, and it doesn't cost you a penny out of pocket to do that. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, tens of thousands of happy customers. You can count on Birch Gold. Text COAST to 989898 now. Why was this knowledge, Michael, lost? It just seems to have vanished.
Yeah, I firmly believe, George, that the knowledge wasn't lost. It was hidden from us by a repetitive cycle of wiping clean our history. And the evidence is becoming more and more overwhelming that every few hundred years there is a concerted effort by the global elite and to wipe clean the history, to create a whole new narrative, to make humanity forget who we are, where we come from, and why we're here. As far back, as very, very recently, just think about how little we know about our history, how little we know about the true events of the First World War and the Spanish flu. What was it really about? Was it a COVID-related pandemic the way that COVID was? And what was the Black Plague? So the further back in time we go, the less we know about our human history. And my discoveries here absolutely show, I have physical proof and evidence that the ancient history of the world was far, far removed from anything we could possibly imagine. And that mythology is probably much closer to the history of the world than any other history book that we read. So there's definitely overwhelming evidence, and more of it is coming out. If you watch the many YouTube channels and researchers that are coming out in large numbers, showing us that every few hundred years or so, the global elite, who may be ETs, who may be Anunnaki, who may be immortal beings, and that's why they can plan this over such long periods of time, and they plan these, every 100 years or 150 years or so, they create an event that sort of allows them to wipe humanity clean and insert a new virus and create a new vaccine and create a new pandemic. And we just don't know what's going on. We simply don't know, and we forget. And history books are removed. They're replaced by new narratives, by new history. It becomes a very difficult exercise to try and navigate this ongoing manipulation and disinformation campaign that we are exposed to as humanity every day of our lives.
What's the end game, Michael? But why do this to us?
Well, I guess everyone will have their own personal theories on this. My view on this
sure.
is that it's a control. It's to keep control, to prevent humanity and the sheeple, the fast asleep, unconscious sheeple, from waking up, reconnecting to their souls and to realizing that they infinite souls and physical bodies and conscious and reawakening their consciousness by simulating their DNA. And so they have to keep wiping the slate clean and repopulating the world with unconscious people so that they can be controlled and manipulated, so that this small number of elite can continue using and abusing our beautiful planet for most likely mining it for some minerals, or hiding out from some other rogue beings in the universe. Who knows what their reasons are, why they do this. But they've got a problem, and this is where the Anunnaki and the story of Enki becomes really exciting and interesting, because it is now very clear that the universal code and the code for consciousness and the code for connecting to the universal consciousness and the unity consciousness of creation was encoded in our DNA. It seems to me now, and the evidence, again, is overwhelming, that when Enki was creating this new creature, I'm talking about the Sumerian deity Enki that was responsible for all the gold mining, the supreme deity of the Sumerian clay tablets and the Anunnaki.
Mm-hmm.
When Enki was cloning and creating this new species, he did not want to create a species that would not have the capacity to evolve into full consciousness. So while he did neutralize some parts of the DNA and splice a whole bunch of DNA codes together, he did hide in our DNA all the codes for universal knowledge and consciousness and unity consciousness. So it's impossible for the global elite and these rogue beings to keep us unconscious, because our DNA automatically keeps repairing itself. And I'm sure you've had this discussion with many of the brilliant geneticists you've had on your show
yeah.
over the years. our DNA constantly has this feedback mechanism, this loopback mechanism. The higher the thoughts are that we think, the more our DNA grows and the more it repairs the damaged genes and DNA, sections of our DNA, and the more we can start think higher thoughts. So we start to get smarter and wiser at an exponential rate. And this is why every 100 years or so, or 200 years, these global elite that are trying desperately to keep control over the planet and keep us dumbed down and ignorant and naive and unconscious and fast asleep, they have to create some sort of a pandemic where they either inject us with something that destroys our DNA, damages our DNA, so we become dumb bloody idiots again and start believing all their lies and nonsense that they start shoving down our throats. That's where I'm sitting right now.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hello, from Wonder Media Network, I'm Jenny Kaplan, host of Womanica, a daily podcast that introduces you to the fascinating lives of women history has forgotten. We've always been intrigued by stories of disappearances, whether it's a fraudster from the 17th century who kept evading the authorities, or a novelist who taunted the Nazis and faked her own death. We all want to know, what happened next? To find out, listen to Womanica on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Johnny B. Goode, the host of the podcast Creating a Con, the story of BitCon. This podcast dives deep into the story of Ray Trapani and his company, CentraTech. I'll explore how 320-somethings built a company out of lies, deceit, and greed.
I've been saying since a very young age that I was going to be a millionaire. If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
Listen to Creating a Con, the story of BitCon, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.